YQK, Bravo.
Moondig, N0TR.
Moon Tom, we just got done running by Best Buy to a product picked up, and the stores are quite empty for Christmas Eve. There's not a lot of people out there shopping.
I blame them. Not exactly the climate you want to be out in, but it is surprising. I figured it'd be jammed up.
And it's to the point where it's so surprising that I'm kind of waiting for the comedy now. I wonder how our numbers are on the Christmas season for shopping. I bet just like an all-time low. So just look at things.
You said there was a 30% increase in online shopping, so probably a lot of people went that way.
Just to let you know, all those folks that aren't out in the shopping and the stores shopping are all in the grocery stores because I found a bunch of them. Hello, David. Goodbye, David. Hello, Tom again. W2T clear.
Yeah, Linda just busted up laughing. She said that's the truth. Every grocery store we go by, the parking lot's full. Go ahead, Tom.
Mrs. hollering at me. She forgot the vanilla. She's making homemade ice cream over here. And got her hands full and come down the stairs. I'm just sitting here eating homemade deer summer sausage and Wisconsin extra sharp cheese and some club crackers and slowly working on a chicken light. Go ahead, Dave.
You bunch it on later tonight, maybe. We got summer sausage, cheese, and cracker, and we got some wine there. I was reading wine is good to prevent COVID, so we're going to drink some wine tonight.
Back out. He's filing cards or something. If nothing else, you won't care even.
Just also don't consume too much and decide to go Christmas caroling in a rainstorm.
I couldn't carry a tune with voice. My life depended on it. Oh, I was just taking a 4-inch octagon box extension ring and making it into an octagon box for outside. And I need one more gasket, or I guess I could use silicon. And just going to put another light out there by the chicken pen to watch out for varmints. I'm showing 1.21 inches of rainfall so far. We have gusts from 11 mile an hour peaking from the northeast and 54 degrees.
Not rain today. I was wondering, is there a blizzard going on up north of us? There has to be a big snowstorm up on the east coast. It's like a northeastern storm here.
Expecting a lot of power outages. And there's a lot of snow. I was texting back and forth with my nephew up in Boston yesterday. And I told him to check their propane supply on their Generac out there. He said, yep, we're okay on that. And he says, we may need it. And they're expecting 70 mile an hour in downtown Boston.
Probably need it. And I got enough fuel for, a couple of days. I got to fill up the rest of my fuel tanks for the March, February time frame for when we get our bad weather. I run a Champion open frame inverter what I use at the house. It's 4,500 watts.
I had a text come in about that time, blocked part of that. I heard you say 4,500 watts. We have a 21 kilowatt Generac, and they don't fill it till you down to about 40%, and I've never filled it for the last 4 years, and it's still at about 60%. It comes on and runs for about 6 minutes every Wednesday morning and tests itself, and pretty much maintenance free other than an air filter and change the oil in it.
In my house, we lose power every year where I'm at. I think it's about every year. A couple years ago, it was like for a couple of days.
A website is Papa Echo Delta. It's Power Equipment Direct. That's where to buy your generators at, and there's Coleman's, and there's, I can't remember that other real good lawnmower engine that makes Generacs, and then Generac itself, and you'll save a great deal of money, and they'll deliver it right to your door, and they have one of those trucks with the thingy on the back that can let her write down, and then hire your electrician to put it in. You already got the propane, and just get you a whole house generator. It'll add value to your house, and it's well worth the money. And I recommend getting the whole house generator, and because you don't use that much energy in the house anymore. Ours, you can run the electric stove, and we got three ice boxes, and there's just nothing that'll load it down. You want something that'll run your heat pump or your air conditioning in the event of a power failure. And that was the bad thing. I have a, I think it's 6750-watt portable one, but then you got to go out there and fill it with gas every 8 hours and all that. These things are seamless and really, really user-friendly. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah, for the power outages and stuff like that, a lot of times we'll retreat to the camper because I got a furnace in my camper that works. And during the summertime, the camper's got AC. And often we use the generator to power the camper and run a couple lines in the house, keep the refrigerator going. So we just relocate most of the time. And during the big flood last year, we moved the camper up to the top of the ridge there just in case the dam broke.
I just got too old to tend to the generator out there, and thankfully I had a dear friend that helped put this in. I put in one myself up in Kansas. I put in a 16-kilowatt one. And, you know, it was a lot harder to put in than these ones that are whole house because you had to mount a separate panel and you had to pick out 10 circuits that you wanted to run and all that. And this whole house one, it's just a matter of manipulating your service entrance cable and to your main circuit breaker box, and then you run it through their box and then back up. It's just a big relay in there, and then all of your sensing elements. If power fails, it takes just a little bit, maybe I'm going to say 10 to 15 seconds because it doesn't want to just come on at a spike. But about 15 seconds later, you're back to full power, and you'll hear that old relay in there that transfers with whack, you know, whenever it goes.
Yeah, my brother's getting some pricing on some, we're looking at paddle wheels for the river out by the house there. They seem to decide that we're going to put three paddle wheels out on the river, and we're going to build a little building with a bunch of batteries and stuff for using river power to power the houses.
That's all well and good, but those things require periodic maintenance, and the older you get, the less you'll want to do it. If you go with this Generac, you probably never have to change it. It exercises itself once a week automatically. But the only thing that you really need to do is about every 3 years, buy a new battery and put in it. You don't have to, but I'd rather put a new battery in it and wait till it failed in the middle of a snowstorm or something. Which down here would be rare, but I remember when we first moved down here, we got 9 inches of snow and 12 degrees, so it can happen. But the main thing's the storms.
Yeah, it looks like the repeaters take offense in it on me. It's going in and out at my location. I think I found a new dead spot on it that never existed before. I'll go ahead and let you go. I got to climb out of this little dead spot. I'll say San Teresa for now. KJ4, YQK, bubble.
Okay, Dave, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Now I got to go over here and help Bernice anyway, so I got to sign out for now, too. This is N0TR, 73's Dave.